Good afternoon, I'm Nikolai Lipsky, and first of all I want to thank you for coming today to participate in this session. You have so many excellent choices, and we are really pleased that you have this, you made your decision to come with that, to and participate in this session. And second, I want to say a thank you to our moderator Jason, who promoted me from health scientist to senior health scientist for this day. Anyway, even from this 1.5 hour session, you can see how many different topics we have in area of electronic laboratory data exchange. We have so many questions raised by Florida State Department. We have other frame of questions from APHL. And I would like to talk today about next layer, which comes from a kind of higher level, what we can see on at CDC level, at federal level, and how this vision may be translated to state and local level, and how we all interrelated here in this business. And I would like to acknowledge, obviously, our CDC Office of Surveillance, Epidemiology, and Laboratory Services, ONC Standards Interoperability Framework, FIN Vocabulary Messaging Committee of Practice, FIN CDC Team, Public Health Data Standards Consortium, APHL, American Health Information Management Association, and vendors who participate in our projects. Even at our first presentation, we started to talk about meaningful use because actually one of very important task on horizon became a question about laboratory data exchange, which is related to meaningful use. And harmonization of health IT standards for public health laboratory will be next question we want to discuss. We want to discuss some questions that are related to our CDC project on PH lab reporting across public health. And finally, we would like to discuss a little bit today our ONC SNI laboratory initiative, which will be one of topics for our discussion. In many instances, when we talk about ELR, or electronic laboratory reporting, we are talking about a transmission of complete, preliminary, final, or updated lab result to HR system, or a retrieval of historical lab result by providers of care. It may be clinician query, for example, for historical test results. Another way which we need to raise for this existing situation is probably the layer which we raised by our discussion with from previous presenter about several different layers, which is within the public health system at different jurisdictional levels, local, state, and federal, and between electronic public health system and EHR clinical system for reporting final or updated lab results when PH public health labs act as reference labs for biosurveillance or distributed queries. So our purpose is assessment of business processes for centralization of laboratory data exchange, and we want to also describe preliminary result of our projects. So what landscape we have today of different data exchange initiatives? So I made here this slide, and I put clinical provider, clinical lab, local and state department of health, state public health lab, and CDC level or other federal agencies. And I try to make this picture actually what we cover by all these different projects. So meaningful use cover reporting to local and state departments, which is intermediate point in this whole roadmap. We have another initiative, which is ONC SNI LRI activity, which covers actually both meaningful use part to reporting to local and state department of health, And part of this initiative is public health work group, which covers also data exchange within public health. We have a project, RCMT reporting mapping table for reporting conditions, stage one, which covers state and CDC transactions. As I mentioned, this part of ONCSNI LRI public health work group primarily focused on data exchange within public health. I'm sorry. We have another project which is CDC Public Health Data Standards Consortium, which has a purpose. One his purposes of the project is building lab ontology. We have FIN-SNI framework, which covers actually primary transactions within public health, but also we want to harmonize data exchange between providers, clinical care, and public health. And finally, we have Federal Health Information Model project, model and standard project laboratory domain, which covers all transactions that are related to electronic data exchange. One of results or outcomes of LRI in ONCS and RNI initiative public health data exchange work group was development of matrix which demonstrated actually how all scenarios for laboratory data exchange interrelate to today, what type of messages we have right now, what type of artifacts we have right now, and what should we do to cover existing gaps. And actually it is extremely important, it was extremely important for public health as well as for SNI participants to understand how we can improve these transactions, data exchange between clinical care and public health. And also it helped us to realize that clinical care may be very beneficial for improving public health, which probably is foundation to think how we can move towards some tax for laboratory reporting within public health at second or most likely stage three of meaningful use. One of projects which we have right now, which I already mentioned, Federal Health Interoperability Model and Standards Themes Project, covers several domains. And one of these domains is lab domain. And based on outcome from this project, we almost completed laboratory model for information, laboratory information model, and we at stage when we're doing terminology model for laboratory reporting, which is extremely difficult. What we're trying to do, we try to analyze existing terminology, for example, in DoD, VA, FDA, CDC, etc. And even between federal agencies, we can see that the same subject, the same subject, use totally different terminology, and we need to harmonize vision of federal and state and other levels of government regarding terminology, including laboratory terminology. You're probably very familiar with this part, which is on all websites right now, if you're working for health IT. This is part from ONCSNI, which demonstrate major steps of and fragments of standards interoperability model for public health. And what we're doing right now, we try to adapt this model to public health. And we think that foundation for this adoption is FIN, and we try to make this adoption of existing segments of SNI to, we want to adapt it to needs of public health. One extremely important task today is RCMT project, which I already mentioned today, when people from with different background, from different agencies, entities, etc., collaborate to make a map of low and snow med codes for notifiable conditions. Looks like it's very simple, but when we started this project, we found that some people with different background, different SME, have different ideas, what should be reported, how should be reported. So it was not just about standards in terms of law and code, but how to report actually specific diseases, what should be included in reporting. So this is very exciting initiative for us, and we are very glad that so many people today participate in this initiative. One of projects that was originally funded by Emergency Preparedness is CDC, PHDC, PHL project for operationalizing health IT standards in public health lab data exchange. Major tasks for these projects are assessment of landscape of lab standards, facilitation, development of new standards for public health segment of electronic data exchange, harmonization of standards, and finally strengthening of collaboration. And we have tangible result actually today. First, this we will talk about HL7 public health reporting requirements standard structure templates for presenting jurisdictional specific requirements. Standard harmonization and testing as second tasks, which include IHC integration profile, public health reporting, testing IHC laboratory profiles for test results reporting using CDA documents, and finally certification of standard-based HIT products, which actually is based on HL7 public health functional profile, PHLAB. This project built functional requirements and conformance criteria for public health lab data exchange with clinical EHRs. What is the status of this project with HL7 public health reporting requirements? So in May 2011, it was approved by HL7 as extension to HL7 healthcare quality measure framework, HQMF standard. And it's on stage preparation for ballot, which we expect in November-December 2011. IHC integration profile, public health reporting. By the way, we have several presentations today on down floor. You can see this harmonization and integration profile we demonstrated today in our live presentation. So this profile describes lab data exchange in the context of public health business processes for case outbreak identification, investigation, and management. And next product is defining actual clinical data architecture CDA documents for selected five conditions, anthrax, tularemia, hepatitis B, TB, influenza, using RCMT. And the good news, we have new funds today to extend beyond these five conditions, this document which we have right now for these five diseases. And finally, this project in the IHC integration profile define interoperability standards for data exchange. As we discussed, we will have test our data exchange using HI laboratory profiles and CDA documents. And this profile actually specifies CDA specific templates specify generic templates and specific templates for five diseases. One of our tasks for this project is development of on-reason protege ontology, which orchestrates electronic laboratory exchange knowledge base. As we discussed, RCMT has built tables with Loink and SNOMED codes for test name, test results. So this is extension of this project when we use HL7 model version, 2.5.1, and build, integrate this course within HL7 message structure. And also it shows relationship between test name and test results. So basically, if RCMT shows one table with low encode, another table with no metcode the same for the same disease, here within this ontology we build a direct relationship between low and no metcodes. What is our next step with this project? Actually, we need to create interface, make it available for local and state departments. And we have several options. One option for this project is, which already kind of 90% completed, is building a web interface when a user may query this project, specific ontology. We have another solution. We are in the process of development of SNI knowledge base browser, and which will incorporate this knowledge base is one of segments of this knowledge for SNI. We had excellent discussion regarding APHL white paper, and as kind of another step is development of white paper by Public Health Data Standards Consortium at PHL, and many collaborators on the state and national level participate, including CDC, in development of this paper. And foundation for this paper is Public Health Data Standards Consortium business case. At 12 o'clock, we had a presentation of this business case in our show theater. This paper demonstrate how our national ONC SNI framework is related to business process in terms of needs and priorities, development and maintenance, selection and harmonization, testing, implementation, certification, and deployment. So basically, it kind of harmonized the whole business cycle for IT adoption and shows where we are right now in terms of laboratory standards and implementation. Another part of this white paper is assessment of existing documents which we have at CDC, analysis of content terminology from different CDC and outside CDC resources, including bioterrorism agents, for example, information, knowledge base from Division of Vector-Borne Infectious Diseases, special pathogens branch, etc., etc. Analysis and assessment of several documents we have right now in place that were developed by FIN that demonstrate process flows for laboratory preparedness as part of this laboratory reporting use case. As a part of this development, this white paper identified 10 up to 10 different recipients that participate in data exchange for laboratory information. I don't want to have probably time today to go through all of them. I provided them at this web page, and you will see, I'm sorry, on this presentation, and we will publish this paper. We will see more details about data sources. APHL actually made excellent paper. They did a great job describing major cases for laboratory data exchange, which included unsolicited laboratory results from PHL to epidemiology services, PHL to PHL, PHL and CDC, etc. So there are all these cases. It was published published several years ago, and it has details which help us to make a landscape of standards and implementation guides and see what should be done at next stage. And analysis, this preliminary analysis that was provided by PHDC demonstrate that most cases, regardless of type of disease, etc., we need at least two business processes, receive test order, send test result, and we have five business scenarios which will be extended within next year. And finally, I would like to invite you tomorrow to our next session, which will describe public health reporting initiative by ONC SNI and in our showcase, interoperability showcase for demonstration of interoperability solution for public health laboratory data exchange. Thank you. Do you have any questions, please? I know you're tired. Too much information. Thank you.
Thanks, Nikolai. So any questions for the panel in general, not just for Nikolai? Not a one? Chris, you were saying that maybe I need you to stand up and jump around a little bit and get the juices flowing. Mark.
So, Jack, do you use SLAs and MOUs in our main, in your lab?
Well, short answer is no. But the long answer is that we sort of derived our own function. We actually hired our project manager. And you know, and that person really has been putting a lot of this together and been doing sort of the negotiations, if you will, for us. We thought we'd get a step ahead by hiring one of them to work for us to do that those features. And there were a lot of examples that came up. I mentioned about the printing. I could tell you about one state lab that finally got a grant for 50 desktop PCs, which they needed to manage their data, and they purchased 50 of these, and about 3 weeks after they had all arrived, they were told there's a new standard now for desktop computers. They had to send, they had to buy all 50 new ones. These are the sorts of things that are, you know, bringing this to APHL's attention in regards to centralized IT.
Yeah, all the way in the back.
To follow up on that, so are you seeing any kind of empirical evidence that centralizing IT resources is actually benefiting either economically or productivity-wise in the organizations that you've been involved with?
I think that for most of the states that are thinking about this, they've been very clever to try to keep the instrument control host within the laboratory and have been sort of on the alert that there's potential loss. But I mean, certainly, talk about email and desktops and Active Directories, it's been happening, and these certainly do save money. There's no question about it, reduce costs. It's just that the concern has been, we also have seen LIMS that have been purchased and failed. But you look at any complicated software system nowadays, and there's a huge percentage of failures. It doesn't really make much difference what it is. LIMS are extremely complicated. But I certainly can quote several states that bought LIMS that were not the ones that they wanted. They didn't feel right at the very beginning that they would do the job, and in fact, they failed.
Yes.
Christian, it's not that you've got a great deal of marketing and you slowly developed an added numbers over time. What kind of funding streams have you been using to support this?
What kind of
funding streams?
Funding streams? Okay. The question was, it was an observation that we have an excellent staff, and I thank you for pointing that out. The question was the funding streams. We primarily have used the Public Health Emergency Preparedness Grant. We also, annually ask for money on the ELC grant, the Epidemiology and Laboratory Capacity Grant. And we have also received money through the high-tech grant that was actually, I believe, an ELC or an AARA grant that came out. So we have used that as well. I should probably also mention that my staff was listening to this presentation online. And my business analyst has sent me an update to one of the questions. Our high volume labs are Quest and LabCorp. They make up about 15 to 20% of the results we get daily. LabWare, which is our state public health lab LIMS system, they tend to be about another 20 to 30%. Tampa General, which also acts as a reference lab for the Central Florida area, is about 20 to 30%. and the rest are low volume. And he says, even though we have only 20-plus feeds, we are receiving data from over 200 facilities within the state. So shout out to Ray and Hunter.
So I'll ask the last question. And it's really not a question. It's if there's one thing for each of the panelists, if there's one thing that you would leave or that you would tell this group today, just one, the most important thing from your experience, this is a lessons learned session. What is that single one thing that you would give to this group here to take away? Christy?
Oh, I knew you were going to pick first. The takeaway message here today is probably, as far as I'm concerned, advocating for your program, setting ELR as a priority, getting management buy-in, which then turns funding sources your way, and then amassing that team that really works well together, that have a common vision, and that actually do things. We don't spend a lot of time planning. I go to meetings sometimes where we plan to plan, and we actually, in this particular team, we do. So.
Thanks, Christy. Jack?
I guess I'd say either the lab director or the state epidemiologist should go meet with their CIO and say, geez, I'd like to prepare a SLA. can I work with you?
Thanks, Jack. Nikolai, one last thing.
I think from my perspective, very important is making the right marketing campaign, because what we're talking about, you need to put on the same page CEO, epidemiologist, clinician, and informatician. Because sometimes informatics is kind of as a different animal that people do not understand why. And basically, you have more funds, you have better product if you build. All these people will be on the same page and they'll see value. You need to be in the same language. Speak in the same language when I'm talking about laboratory report.
Yeah. Thank you, Nikolai. So bottom line, really communications. Yeah, great. Well, thanks everyone. I appreciate it.